The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
Know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
Donovan rolls off the Azubuike pick, works to his left hand, gets to the mark on the court that says 5,280 feet, and he says perfect distance and buries the J.
Jazz Radio. As the Nuggets lose at home last night to Utah 115-109, and I know the Nuggets are shorthanded, but this was a missed opportunity. Rudy Gobert was out with a shoulder injury. I think it was more a case of Jokic-itis. Rudy Gobert goes on to win the NBA Defensive Player of the Year, I'm going to howl about, whoa. Do you remember that night in January where he tapped out of playing against Jokic? Because he probably didn't want to have big numbers up to hurt his Defensive Player of the Year resume? Come on, that doesn't seem a little suspicious to you?
Isn't that what the NBA does, though? I mean, load management? You got to have a, my shoulder.
French tapping out.
Weird.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so no Gobert. Ben liked that one. No Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell, for him, had an off night. 8 of 22, 1 of 9 from 3. Mike Conley was invisible. But they let Bojan Bogdanovic go off. 36 points for Bogsy. Bojan. And Rudy Gay, who must be about 56. He had 18. So you got beat by Bogsy and Rudy Gay.
I love that bouillon stuff. You know, you put it in the soup.
Yeah. Cubes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I feel like I've done a lot of good things to the point where I am confident in myself that I deserve and should be a starter in this league. It's going to take other people watching my film and seeing that from me, you know, wanting that for me in whatever program it is. But no, I do personally believe that you give me a starting job, you let me prep throughout the week, I'm going to give you a damn good chance to win a football game.
That ain't true!
All right, we're going to have to really dive into that one a little bit more. But yeah, you just heard it. Drew Locke believes if given the chance to be a starting quarterback week in, week out, he can be a starting quarterback, a good one, in today's NBA, NFL. Quick answer. Do you agree with that?
I agree with this, that he's going to have somebody believe in him, that he's going to have somebody that orchestrates an offense around his skill set and helps to continue to groom him. So do I believe a guy can become a really good... do I believe he has the skill set, the tangible skill set? Absolutely. And, you know, it's a reps business, man. You got to have reps. Now, are you going to become elite? Are you going to become one of these guys that we're talking about in the playoffs right now? The Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, the Matthew Stafford's, the Dak Prescott's, the... like, I doubt it. But could you become a... could you become an efficient Kirk Cousins? Could you become, you know, that next tier with enough reps? The bottom line is it you have to have somebody that believes in you and that has the patience to put up with the inaccuracy. The accuracy thing got me a little bit. That's what's gotten it. Like, it doesn't feel natural. But is that because you're late? Is that because... you know, those are the things that I would question, I guess.
Next on the Morning Brew.
No, I don't think about it. I really don't worry about it. You know, I think that we as coaches all, you know, we are where our feet are. And we're getting ready to play this game and do everything in our power to put a winning performance on it.
Pat Shurmur says he's not worried about his job status.
Mm-hmm.
He came here having just been a head coach. And there's no doubt in my mind he looked at this as just a temporary stepping stone to get back to where he felt he belonged, and that is as a team's head coach. Has he done enough damage to his reputation that he's going to have a hard time being somebody's OC next year? Yeah, it's not going to be here.
Right.
Will it be somewhere else? Is he going to be able to continue to be that journeyman move from outpost to outpost offensive coordinator? Or is he going to, egad, have to humble himself and be a quarterback's coach next year?
Yeah, I think there may be, I think he may be going that direction, be a quarterback's coach. You know, there's always a team with a young coordinator. Like, you can become a coordinator with a team that has a young head coach that's a play caller. And now I've got somebody to, you know, now I've got somebody to bump ideas off of, to talk about the pitfalls of certain plays. I mean, it's not like Pat Shurmur doesn't know offense. It's not like Pat Shurmur doesn't understand it. Like, you can have a great understanding and just not be a great caller of offense. You know, and I think there's a lot of people that suffer that. You rise to kind of the level of your incompetence. I think part of the issue for Pat was he did have that desire to get one more opportunity. He did get fired from the Giants and probably a year earlier than he should have probably been fired. You know, he didn't get to implement his plan, so to speak, if you will. Like all that kind of stuff. And I think you get into, let me show you what I do with this young quarterback, or let me show you how dynamic my offense is, and it turns out backfiring on you. So I believe that stuff is probably going to hurt him.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments.
Aaron Rodgers talking about Hub Arkish.
I think he's a bum.
Who has been around pro football for a long, long time in both writing about the NFL and broadcasting, been a sideline guy. I mean, for years, this guy's been around the NFL. Pretty respected guy. He's the editor of Pro Football Weekly. He contributes to other Chicago area media, and he made his comments on a Chicago radio station in which he said that he could not vote for Aaron Rodgers as MVP because he's, quote, the biggest jerk in the league and a bad guy. And you heard Aaron Rodgers retort. Arkish, by the way, no surprise, has been doing some serious backpedaling and has apologized profusely for his comments.
Well, I mean, those comments alone, because that's how he feels, and he's made up his mind. And Aaron Rodgers said this is a vaccination status issue, not anything else. And I believe that Aaron is right about that. But when that's the way you handle that vote, your vote should be taken away. You shouldn't have a vote.
Arkish said in an article that he wrote apologizing. So in case you haven't heard, I've spent the better part of the last 24 hours making a pretty nasty mess.
Mm-hmm.
I made a terrible mistake. It was completely my fault. There is no one else to blame. And I'm here to try and apologize. I'll share some more of what he had to say about that. Share that with you coming up. Also, that'll do it for the Morning Brew. Do want to get back into this whole bit about Drew Locke, because he did say there was something about that quote that jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
That I thought was very telling. Share that with you coming up next. Denver Sports Station. Also get to some of your comments on the text line. Next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.